Yes, Mike.
Mr. President, I talked to Jim in Mississippi. He said he was ready to go ahead on the 5th, but he said he got a call from Ramsey.
That's right. But Ramsey's cleaned it up now. It's a mistake, and our club, and our mistake, and he's not going to be away, and he is going to be here, and we oughtn't to give them all this extra time because the Republican committee met, and they have got him in the House, and they've got Gross kicked off, and they've got this old Hall, Durwood Hall, he's kicked off, and they're going to start a campaign on it. And Jim said it for the 5th, and McClellan and them all agreed on the 5th. Then Ramsey very foolishly called up and said they'd like to have it the 12th because Abe would like to spend some days with his wife. He didn't want to, and she didn't want him to go on the court, and she said her life's been ruined. And I don't know, these women, their lives get ruined mighty easy. And Miss Fred Benson, I sat up with her all night when Fred got appointed to court. Rayburn and I had to go out there, and she's going to divorce him. And so, but Abe is going to be here after she got through crying one night, and he's not going to have to take her off and stay with her a week, so it ought to be on the 5th. And Ramsey and Nick both said this morning that they would go up and tell McClellan and Jim, if he's there, that the 5th was all right. Instead of having the notice, the record of the 12th, just say that the original date of the 5th has been worked out, and it's convenient to members and to the nominee, and everybody's notified on Friday that it'll be next Friday or next Thursday, I think it is. So they got 4 or 5 days if anybody wants to know it.
Okay, I'll call him back right away.
That's wonderful, and tell him that Ramsey's got it straight now. We just flubbed. Put the blame on me or Ramsey. Ramsey flubbed it, and he flubbed it because of the other situation. Don't talk about the wife. I just tell you that, and God bless you.
Okay. Bye.